Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
All right, start out with a classic from the text line. Tell us something we don't know about you.
I'm getting close to my book, but I'm trying to purchase a photograph for the cover. So if I can purchase the photograph, it's going to be one cover.
You're in like a bidding war right now or something like this?
No,
like
I think you got to track down the photographer, believe it or not.
Yeah, so
get out of here.
Is it like through Getty
through
Images?
Through my publishing company, they handle that. But I'm like, I want that photo. If we can't get that, then we go to something else. But like, that's a dangling issue.
Ooh.
So what cover. Yeah. Complicated.
Go ahead, Dad. What were you
going to
say?
Is this book going to have illustrations in it? Because it's a kid's book, right?
This book will.
Or is it
215-592-9494?
Sorry.
So here's the thing. It's interesting that I'm still trying to figure out exactly how to present it. But this is one of those scenarios where I am not certain yet what the cover will look like. And it's complicated. And it's like a negotiation. So it's really a wacky thing. I'm trying to figure it out.
And when are you going to tell us what the book actually is about?
Later this month, I think I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a defined time.
Probably,
like
probably, because I have teased it quite a bit. Probably later this
month. Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, you teased it more than enough. All right, let's go to Trev2023 on Twitter. He says,
what was that question?
The question was, John, sorry, go ahead. Tell us something you don't know about you. I got so wrapped up in the book, I forgot to get
what
your
you
answer.
Got? Oh, yeah, I don't know. I cook now. I'm good.
We know
I'm
that,
becoming,
though. You've talked about
I'm
the...
I'm becoming yeah.
You're getting better is the
cooking.
Point.
I cook lamb. I can
wow.
cook lamb. I'm
wow.
becoming confident to where I feel like I'm, I don't know, branching out and I'm not going to say good. Competent.
Doesn't it feel
I
good?
I am competent. Yeah. Yeah, it's new. I'm 50. It took me to 50 to get to this point, but I really enjoy getting in there and like creating food inventions.
You know what? It is a new level of adulthood when you, because I've recently done that, when you realize you can cook. Like you can make.
Yeah, and you can sort of fudge it a little bit and it comes out good.
Yeah.
It might come out even a little bit better when you add your own twist and you're like, wait a second. I did that and everyone likes it. And everyone likes it more. That's, you know,
it's
good
awesome.
Feeling.
Good for you,
You
buddy.
Should try it, Joe. Joe.
Too much effort. I'd like to. It's just a lot of
it's
effort.
It's better isn't. For you.
I know it is. I know it is.
You know, you,
I know.
You, it's rewarding in so many ways.
I know. I don't disagree. I got to roll up the sleeves and do it. Seltzer, let's do one or two more.
Okay. This is Trev2023 says, if you could live in the shoes, same skills, same talent, same accolades, of any athlete in Philly sports history, who would you choose?
Will.
Uh-huh.
What are you laughing about?
Yeah, uh-huh. Just for the court, on the court?
Be a strong scorer.
Be Will.
Huh?
Yeah.
He could do it all.
What?
He could do it all.
Yeah. Hmm.
I mean, I've heard amazing stories about
me
Will.
Too.
It's Will.
Yeah.
his
I get the choice.
Accomplishments.
I get the choice.
Gotcha.
His endeavors.
Be a good life to
on
live.
And off the yep. court.
Smarty Jones! He's living the life.
Dirty dog.
I don't know. One of those stuff.
Yeah, Richie, who you got?
Who do you got?
You know, when I first got into the NFL, and yeah. this is an homage, Kevin Turner, rest his soul.
Yeah.
Kevin Turner, I was told, be this man. I was told by John Gruden, here's a tape. Here's 93 week. Watch Kevin Turner. Here's a tape. It's a cut-up. Watch fullback 14 counter, halfback away. Be Kevin Turner. Kevin Turner was the ultimate West Coast fullback. He was the guy who went in there and just put his head down.
He's good.
Did the dirty work. He was outstanding.
Well, I noticed, and I'm sure other people noticed it, but when Jeffrey Lurie came on and talked about bringing back the fullback, he yep. said Kevin Turner, John Ritchie. Those were the two guys he mentioned.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of fullbacks here.
Well, we've had some good ones. Those two, obviously, John. Leonard Weaver was really good.
Leonard Weaver
Heath
was amazing.
Heath Byers was a little bit of a different type. He was yeah. effective more in the passing game.
He was a lot more talented than I was as a guy, as a weapon with the ball in his
yes,
hand.
He was. Yes,
man.
He was.
And some less notable ones. How about Stanley Havili? Remember him?
Jesus. Oh,
all right, let's do one more. Joe, this one's for you.
What?
This is from Jack the Mike. He says, who in your life inspired you the most when you were... Or, I'm sorry, this one's for John, excuse me. Right. Who in your life inspired you the most when you were a kid and why?
John Capello. John Capello was my growing up. Dan was my buddy, my best man, actually.
Yeah.
His older brother, John, was 6 months older than me, but he was 2 years ahead of us in school. So this guy...
Like Doogie Howser style?
Sort of, but he was so smart, but you never thought, oh, that guy thinks he's smarter than
That's
everyone.
That's the best kind of
you
smart.
You know what I mean?
Totally, yeah. dude.
He was the smartest guy I've ever been around who you'd never know was the smartest guy
He
you've
didn't
ever
make
been
you feel
around.
That way. And that's...
Exactly.
That, I
respect
that. I
appreciated him as just a good, solid person, but also the guy who, like, I wanted to learn how to play guitar because he played guitar. He taught me to play Hey Joe on the guitar, and it's what made me like playing guitar. I wanted to grow up to be John Capello, and he was only 6 months older than I was. He went off to college when he was 16. You know, like, this guy was advanced, but he never held that over you.
It's good work by him.
I really appreciate it.
It's yeah. a good trait, really is. And with that, AMA, we shut it down.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, so how are you sort of taking this Philly season in? Obviously, they've played better lately the last 2 weeks. They've played good baseball. They're two games back in the Mets. So, you know, some striking distance there. They're a game and a half up on Arizona for a playoff spot. They are, I think, a very good team. I thought at the beginning of the season they were going to be great. I would not term them great right now. They can play their way into great. But I certainly am more optimistic and positive about this than some people have been, the way there's been a lot of complaining this year. And I'm just curious how you're digesting it. You know, are you quick triggered to complain with the one loss or more, you know, enjoy the wins? Because they've had both, and we've had all that kind of conversation here. Where do you stand? Let's go to the phones. Mike in Norristown. Michael, good morning. Mikey, Mike. Mike not there. Let's talk to Andrew. He's calling from Havertown. What's going on, Andrew? Oh, boy. Let's talk to Paul. He's in Downingtown.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Third time. Paul. The charm, Paul.
Trusty old Paul.
Well, anyway, man, one thing is cool. Watching you guys on YouTube, I never realized how much John looks like a Cutter and Buck model every day in the studio there.
And the other thing. A Cutter and Buck?
Yeah, Cutter and Buck. The shirts. It's a clothing company, John. Like, I guess they're not Cutter and Buck shirts, but they look like them very much.
Wow.
The plaid, the flannel.
It's a good brand. They're comfortable shirts. They're great, and they look a lot like what John wears.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah, you're looking sharp, dude. And then
John's about to own 15 of those.
And I never realized either that James back there looks a little bit like the actor Justin Bertha, the guy from National Treasure. And
the hangover guy. Yeah.
He looks like Riley Poole.
I've actually heard that before. I think that's a pretty decent one. The guy who gets stuck on the roof in the Hangover.
Ugly guy, yeah. Paul?
Yep.
No.
Rhea says yup.
He's a good guy.
I said ugly guy, Paul. No. Rhea came out with a yup.
I wasn't saying yup.
I was saying that's a Hangover.
I heard a yup.
Get your ears clean.
I think it's me that has the face for radio. You guys look great. But onto our Phillies, man. I've definitely moved off the edge from where I was Friday. I was peering off the Ben Franklin Bridge down into the abyss, and I feel a little better. I'm pretty confident the Phillies are when the dust settles. The Phillies are the fourth or fifth best team in baseball, and they definitely have a shot to win the World Series. I'm comfortable with that moving forward, and I hope that things align. I think what it really comes down to, like a lot of times it does in baseball, is the team that is playing the best as a team in October will be the odds-on favorite to win the World Series. And there's no reason it can't be the Phillies. They have a great pitching staff.
Yeah.
And when their hitters are hot, they're tough to handle. And, you know,
We have so much pitching talent right now. I mean, we have so much pitching talent this year compared to other years. Compared to, Joe, when we first started doing our show.
They had no players.
Holy cow.
Forget players in the minors. They didn't have
63 games.
They didn't have players in the majors.
94 miles per hour. None of our pitchers had that velocity.
They stunk. They were a horrendous baseball team.
What a change. And now here we sit. We have so much pitching talent, we're not even sure how to roll it all out there. With Andrew Painter in the mix. You know, like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It is. If we could find a bright spot in the bullpen, you know, I mean, that could, you know, at the trade deadline, that would be another beautiful addition. You know, but onto the Sixers, one thing I didn't realize is that the Sixers are the luckiest team in NBA draft history. They're the only team in the NBA that has gained more than 20 spots since the lottery was introduced. And it's been a while since we had a big score.
Really?
Well, hold on.
Is that because they've been in it a lot?
Yeah, that is part of it because the Sixers have been in the lottery like 18 times.
We got 10.5.
Now, you can also lose
chance.
When you're in it, though. Yeah, you can lose spots, too.
Top pick. 10.5% chance.
Now, with all the tanking they did, they only lotteried the number one pick one time. For what it's worth.
In the lottery.
In the lottery, because they traded for
And just to be clear, you're talking about those 4 years.
I'm talking about those tank
AI.
Years. Yeah. I'm just talking about those four years they tanked. They only won it one of the four times.
And they traded for the first pick with the Fultz trade. Yeah. Paul, give me an answer. A scene in a movie with an animal.
Well, this one's kind of weird, but because it's not like a real animal. But when Han Solo cuts his tauntaun open to save Luke's life.
I love this scene.
I agree with you.
I love this scene.
Yeah.
I love this scene. Back as a kid, it was so profound
to
me.
Yeah, it was great.
Like the tauntaun sacrificing its life to save the humans. Man, that was so cool.
Well, I don't know if he sacrificed his life.
Well, I don't think he chose it. I don't think he chose to. They sacrificed the tauntaun.
All right.
Also,
you can look at it that way.
As an adult, all I can think about is how bad it must have smelled.
Well, that's the thing.
It did smell gross. And the lure, that was a big thing. Tauntaun inside stunk.
Up ahead, Elliot, on Dallas Goedert, some really interesting stuff yesterday, and actually good news on the Dallas Goedert front. We'll get to that. Something Sirianni said a few days ago on WIP. Castellanos after the game last night, what he said about that win, that and more. Phillies highlights, your calls on all these topics. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
Guys, listen up. If you're thinking about popping the question, you need to talk to my friend Paul at Cozy Jewelers in Newtown Square. He'll walk you through every step of the process, whether you want something custom and one of a kind, or you need a stunning diamond ready to go. Paul makes it easy, pressure-free, and actually fun. So don't settle. Go with someone who gets it. Step up to the fifth C, color cut, clarity carat, and cozy. Visit Cozy Jewelers in Newtown Square. Check out cozyjewelers.com or follow Cozy Jewelers on Instagram to see their amazing work.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.